This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Okay, ladies, do you know how hard it has been for women like me and yourselves to try to prove in this world that we are as smart as men, as good as men, we could do the job, and we deserve same pay? Do you know how hard and how many decades and centuries of work we've had to do to prove ourselves to make it here to the year 2018? And then you ladies turn around and you do something stupid like this. All right. So apparently what's circulating online is women out there are putting wasp nests into their vagina. Oh, no, there's some logic behind it. Oh, trust me. There's a whole treatise as to why, you know, some women think this is a smart move. But, ladies, all right, my husband is seeing this story. Now it's going to take me years to reconvince him that I don't do stupid. Ladies, every time you do something stupid, it makes us all look bad. What are you doing? Well, guys, don't stick wasp nests in orifices. They got us then. I mean, I if a man took an IQ test, and in that IQ test there was a question on if you should put any sort of nest, let alone something where eggs could be hiding from some of the nastiest insects on the planet, and should you stick that or even grind it up into a paste, which some people are doing, to put into an orifice, my guess is the average man would say no. And that one question would allow them to score higher than we women. For those of us that go, oh, yeah, it's good. So, ladies, stop it. We will never get equal pay if you stick wasp nests in your vagina. Do you guys get that? Do you ladies get that? Okay? Don't do stupid. We have been on a roll. We really have. We are on a roll. Don't set us back. So, what are these women doing? Apparently, it's an all-natural treatment for women who want to rejuvenate and tighten up their vagina. And I guess they're using something called oak galls. Now, oak galls, for some of you botanists out there, you're like, ah, this is, you know, but for some of us non-botanists, apparently wasp nests change the tree. I guess they deform the tree. And these oak galls, somebody believes, well, apparently what happens is a wasp lays eggs in a tree's leaf buds. And then the larva develop while inside this little gall. And I guess some retailers claim that if you insert this after childbirth, it'll help heal an episiotomy cut, clean out the vagina, change any issues you may have with odor or discharge. Now, there's a gynecologist who has made it in the news. See, nobody ever quotes me. But there's a gynecologist saying, this is bad. Canadian gynecologist Jen Gunter is warning against this one. She has a blog, and she insists that it's not recommended and could lead to a slew of side effects, including painful sex, a lack of healthy bacteria, and an increased risk of contracting HIV. Dr. Gunter slammed the practice by calling it dangerous. She says this product follows the same dangerous pathway as other traditional vaginal practices. If you dry the vaginal mucosa, it increases the risk of abrasions during sex and tears, also destroys a protective mucus layer. So I've had women ask, what can they put in there? And my response is, why do you have to put anything in there? There's this fascination today, I mean, it's been going on now for decades, of needing to put something inside something that really only has a couple functions. You don't really need to do a lot with it down there. And, you know, if you just Google salons, boutiques, apparently there's a whole bunch of salon-type, grooming-type, adornment, accessorizing. There's so many things people do to their vaginas. And as a doctor, I'm kind of confused by that. You're not really supposed to put jewelry on there, and people do. You're not supposed to bleach, right, and get a dye job like we do with our hair, but people do. You're not supposed to go through skin-tearing waxing. But people do. And I'm starting to suspect that more people are spending more time on that body part than grooming anything else. I've known women that never pluck their eyebrows, yet they will monthly go for their waxes. I'm like, but everybody's looking at your face, your eyebrows. Oh, no, that's fine, no big deal. I'm afraid of pain. How are you doing the other pain-free? So, you know, ladies, listen, I love being a woman, and I'm proud of being a woman, but I can only defend our gender for so long. Quit doing stupid. We do not need plausible wasp larvae, I don't know, whatever the heck is in these things, growing. So, just please. Okay, when we come back, we are going to try to talk about something less insecty. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts, and if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny
or serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles. No third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
You know, I love doing radio because I have an audience and you guys listen, and I can't do what I would do without you guys. I couldn't do it with GCN Network, couldn't do it with Manny, who's working the dials. I couldn't do what I had to do. And I want to apologize because I've been really, really ripping on Fox News and CNN and a lot of these news outlets because they've been giving a lot of opinion. And I didn't realize, I listened to one of my shows the other day, and I'm really opinionated. Like, I thought I was giving you the news. I thought I was like, you know, Wasp Nest and, you know, Ty Cave stuff. And, you know, I thought I was giving you guys the news. I didn't realize how little news I give you guys. And I go off on tangents. I do. And I want to apologize, not because I do that. I'm still going to do that. I just am going to apologize for ripping on other people who do, okay? What I do is fine. What other people do, no. Not so fine. Well, a lot of us are in a pretty good mood because this Thai cave rescue that happened yesterday, the day before, was just a miracle. But what we're finding is the Thai cave rescue actually nearly ended in disaster. This is very interesting. So as you guys know, there were 12 young soccer players, okay, but, you know, all these media outlets call them football players because, you know, they, I guess soccer is called football elsewhere. We know that. And so them and their coach went into a cave in Thailand, and then it got flooded. And they were there for, what, since June 23rd? So multiple days. Then the pumps draining the water that were was integral to getting these kids out apparently failed right after the final boy was rescued. I mean, we are talking about, you know, this is something you would only see in a blockbuster movie where that, you know, tippity-tippity end where you're trying to get the last person out. Like, remember Indiana Jones in the Indiana Jones movie, right? I think it was the second movie. The cave door was starting to close, and so he runs, he gets out, but he loses his hat, and he was able to snag his hat in time, and we were all in the 80s going, whoa! Oh, I mean, we were falling out of our chair, we were cringing, we were crossing our legs, we were like, whoa, he just barely got his hat. That's the kind of thing that happened here. They say divers at the scene have revealed how they heard screaming from further inside the cave and saw rescue workers scrambling towards the entrance as the water level suddenly rose. That came right after the last of 44 schoolboys and their coach, who had been trapped in the Famling cave complex for 18 days, were carried out on stretchers. Now, the cave entrance, right, was supposed to be open enough, but apparently there were screams starting coming because the main pumps failed and the water started rising. The diver and two Australian colleagues have been in the process of clearing out after the successful rescue operation on Tuesday when they suddenly saw a rush of head torches as rescue workers ran for their lives. They said, thankfully, the remaining 100 members of the rescue team were able to exit safely within an hour, along with the Thai Navy SEALs and the Army doctor who had been keeping the wild boar players company in the cave. Now, the Navy SEALs stayed with the group since they were discovered huddled together on that muddy ledge. They were 800 meters underground, and they got to them by July 2nd. And they had, you know, gone through the cave, and then monsoon floods blocked the cave exit and forced them back 3 miles into the mountain. And, you know what, I also, big kudos to the coach. You know, nobody's, you know, talking about the coach, and, you know, we don't know what his current health state is. From what we understand, they're all doing pretty good. They're in hospitals now. I'll talk to you about that in a second. But this coach kept these boys alive for 12 days, at least, until rescue workers could get to them. I tell you, and I, you know, these coaches, I think, are real, really underappreciated. I mean, I've seen my coach, my kids' coaches, you know, I mean, they're like, it's like military, and I mean, they keep everybody in line. Everybody goes, oh, coaches are mean, and they're jerks, and they yell, and they, but sometimes order is exactly what you need. And so, and you know, he could have been outnumbered. I mean, these kids could have said, you know what, to heck with you, we're gonna do what we want. But he kept them together, and he kept them alive. So I just want to say kudos to the coach. So anyway, they had stranded, they ended up stranded on a ledge, starving in the darkness. Okay, and it's not like this water is full of fish. We haven't gotten their story yet. I'm sure we will. Like I said, I'm sure movie crews are going to be all over this. But my guess is they had some food that they had packed. He had to figure out how to ration. These kids were skinny. And then also the water. How did they handle dehydration? So we're dying to know what happened with that. And then once cavalry came, then they were bringing food and supplies to them. So this rescue operation began last week. And authorities were thinking about maybe drilling holes into the mountain or even waiting months until the monsoon rains end. The monsoon rains end so they can just walk out. And so they actually called at one point this Mission Impossible. So, you know what? Navy SEALs are funny, too. We did lose one Thai Navy SEAL. But luckily, they got everybody else out. So these kids, they're concerned about, as well as the coach, about cave disease. We talked about cave disease yesterday. Cave disease could be caused by histoplasmosis, a fungus that you could pick up in bat droppings. And remember, they weren't in the most sanitary of conditions. Who knows what they had to eat? Maybe they had to eat feces. We don't know. And so when you're stuck in a cave for a long period of time, you could be exposed to these this fungus. And so they have these kids in isolation. So after they were rescued, they didn't get to run into mommy's and daddy's arms. They had to go to a hospital, and most parents have to only see them through glass. Now, as a mom, I'd be like, I don't give a damn about the fungus. I want to hold my baby. But luckily the parents are, you know, staying in control. I would be losing my mind. You know, I have two boys. I would be, you know, even if they were my boys, if I was down there, I'd be like, oh, my babies. I would be hugging and kissing and I'd be like, where are you, ma'am? I'm like, I'm another mommy. It's really hard when you see things happen to other kids, you know. You get that whole mommy feeling. So anyway, we think all the children are going to be fine. They, some of them did suffer from pneumonia. Some did suffer from hypothermia. All right, because again, they had to be in water, wet for extended periods of time. We'll keep you guys posted on how they do. But they are, from what I understand, able to eat normal food. They're able to walk around. The average weight loss was about 4.4 pounds. And again, these are slender boys. I guess the worst of the infections was a lung infection that one of the kids had. So, people were saying, well, were they drugged? Also, they were not drugged, but some of the boys were sedated. The rescuers, apparently Fernando Reigel, said, because some of them did not know how to swim, he told the BBC, he's had 12 years of experience in commercial diving, that the boys were sedated. Some were unconscious during the evacuation. They were breathing, but they were drugged. There was a lot of risk to put somebody through that operation. So remember, the prime minister said no. It was just some anti-anxiety medication. But now we're being told that some of the kids were actually put under so they wouldn't panic. And I got to tell you something. As a doctor, I would probably not be opposed to that, because we've talked about diving on the show. The biggest risk to any diver is panic. And these kids had to be underwater for an extended period of time. And if they threw off their mask, there's a way to, whenever you lose your mask underwater, I've talked about this, to get the mask back on and clear out the air so you can breathe again so you don't swallow the water. What you have to do is you have to put it on, then you have to tilt your head, and then you have to push the oxygen in, your mouth regulator, and when you blow oxygen, air in, not oxygen, air in, it spews the water out of the mask. And so then you're only left with a little bit of water, and then boom, you can open your eyes, you can breathe in your mask. That takes some training. So if a kid freaks out and throws off their mask, so my guess is what they probably had to do within this cave is they had to test some of the kids in the water. And if they saw them freak out, they go, all right, we're going to give you something. And then when they probably saw a lot of them freak out, they're like, well, we're not even going to take a chance. So, we'll keep you guys posted, but my guess is, that coach, did godly things to make sure these kids could, you know, stay alive. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So when we come back, apparently there are parents of a disabled daughter, and this is making headlines. They are going to, I guess, consider divorcing in order to qualify for Medicaid. Don't go away. We're right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Most most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump arrived at a NATO welcome ceremony in Brussels earlier today. The president has had some strong words for some of our allies, especially the ones selling energy to Russia. Congressman Mac Thornberry says it's a good point that the president has.
The bottom line truth is when Europe buys energy from Russia, they help fund Russian military aggression. And so the president is exactly right to raise this. Members of Congress have been raising it for the past 4 years in meetings with the Germans and others.
A Morning Consult political national tracking poll of close to 2,000 registered voters found that 43% of Democrats want to do away with ICE. Meanwhile, 79% of Republicans and 54% of independents support the agency. Only 34% of Democrats say they want to keep ICE. This is USA Radio News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-591-9426. That's 800-591-9426. 800-591-9426. Or go to selectquote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So making headlines, there's the parents of a disabled daughter who is considering divorcing to qualify for Medicaid. You know, I once talked to my husband about that. That if we got divorced, there was some advantage to health care and getting health care coverage. And I remember I talked to him about it, and he was ticked. He was furious. So I went back to our bedroom and I pulled down the Michael Fassbender posters and I'm like, no, it's all, you know, you're the one. I'm not, you know, leaving you for somebody else. But yeah, he did not like that option. He said he would rather not have health insurance and be married to me. Isn't he so romantic? Anyway, so a Texas couple is saying they are considering getting divorced so that they could qualify for better health care coverage to help pay for the needs of their disabled 6-year-old daughter. Maria and Jake Gray, whose daughter Brighton was born with a rare chromosomal disorder called Wolff-Hirschhorn syndrome. Apparently, they spend up to $15,000 per year out of pocket on her care. So that's above and beyond what insurance pays. And mom had said, I used to get anxiety just opening up the mail because I was scared of what would come or what bill would come or what denial would come. Now, they've been married for 9 years. And, you know, they have a baby. They have a young girl. They have a young girl who has an illness. Do we really want them, you know, breaking up the family unity because of costs? And this Wolff-Hirschhorn syndrome, this genetic disorder affects a lot. It could affect the facial appearance. It could affect the growth and the development. They could have seizures. They could have certain, like, low muscle tone, so they may not be able to walk and be as physically active. Then that would cause bone weakness, you know, pressure sores. They'll need a lot of care. On top of that, there could be intellectual disability. So it's a rare disease and it's a rough one. And so they have been married for 9 years. Jake, the dad's $40,000 income as an Army veteran, disqualifies them from Medicaid. And that 30% of their collective income now goes to Brighton's care. They also told the news outlet that they are on the waiting list for state assistance. But they are 59,979 on the list. So there's about 60,000 people in front of them, in line. And the little girl needs 24/7 care. Plus, they have a 2-year-old daughter on top of that. So the dad says we've just struggled with it, and now we've gotten to the point where we feel it's a real possibility. For someone to make you choose between your marriage and your child, it's just a really weird spot to be in. So what are they talking about? Why would that work? Well, so to qualify for Medicaid, it really depends on states. I guess if you earn $16,643 a year as a single individual or $28,180 for a family of three, you may qualify. But other family sizes may qualify at different incomes. I mean, it's not an exact science. And so to see if you're eligible for Medicaid, there's a variety of things they look at. But the combined income usually isn't that much more than taking two individuals. I remember because my husband and I looked at the same thing. It was just barely to our advantage to split up. Barely to our advantage. So we didn't do it. In order to qualify for certain, don't ask. It was, I think what happened is we were thinking if we could buy individual insurance, and if you had a mom, I don't know what we were thinking. I really don't. Again, with the recession, we lost everything. I mean, no savings, nothing. So it was bad because, again, you know, I had to pay my staff first. I had to pay for the medical office first. That's why we finally sold the medical office. Well, we didn't sell it. We just gave it away. I mean, who would have even thunk, you know, all those years in medicine, you know, that you just had to walk away from a practice because you couldn't afford to keep it running. And everybody's like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, that's just, you know, rhetoric. And I'm telling you right now, okay, I would still be in my medical office if we could have afforded it. But when money isn't coming in from insurance companies and everybody has high deductibles and patients don't pay, where's the money coming from? You can only see, you know, 30 patients a day for so long. So, according to this site here, ACA Open Enrollment, if you earn $16,643 or $28,000 as a family, obviously with him making $40,000, which, again, still isn't a lot, they wouldn't qualify. So what my guess is they would do is she would get custody of the kids, and if she wasn't making income, then she could get on Medicaid. And very interesting that Medicaid is better than the Army insurance. the VA insurance. TRICARE, my guess is it would be. I find that odd. I mean, I don't want Medicaid to be bad insurance by any means, but it's not the best. And our veterans want to move up to Medicaid because their insurance through the VA stinks. Does that not sound right to you? I mean, it just doesn't make sense. You know, and now, how bad is Medicaid? Well, Medicaid could be awesome. Your Medicaid coverage could be Cadillac. Depending on where you live, depending on who your doctor is or medical provider, depending on access to that. You know, when I took care of Medicaid patients, I'd be there late at night. I remember one woman, she had all these lesions, multiple lesions, so I worked on her. She ended up having Medicaid pending, and so Medicaid denied her. And so all that work I had done for free, I didn't get reimbursed at all. And, of course, the family wouldn't pay. Sent a bill, wouldn't pay. People don't pay their bills. And so they got first-class treatment because I treat all patients the same. I don't care if you're Medicaid, Medicaid pending, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, or whatever. If you need me to sit there and for hours work on you, I will. You're a patient. And so the average Medicaid patient should not feel like they're getting less treatment. However, the reason why having Medicaid stinks is because you may not be able to get the brand name medication, the fancy brand name medication. If, let's say, you love Crestor for your cholesterol and Medicaid only pays for, you know, Zocor, you know, that could be frustrating, you know, to you. If you want a smaller estrogen patch, one of the more fancy schmancy ones, and you just kind of get the big older version, the ugly, you know, big generic ones, that's going to happen. All right. If your doctor turned concierge, where they see 10 patients a day, and these are patients that pay cash, and so you're left to go to a clinic that takes Medicaid, and the clinics that take Medicaid may be a lot busier, seeing 60, 70 patients a day for provider, then you're going to have a longer wait. But technically, Medicaid should pay for things you need if you're sick, if you have heart disease, or surgery, etc. Most hospitals take Medicaid. Still, most doctors take Medicaid or medical providers. So it's not the most horrible insurance. It's just if you're used to going to a suburban clinic, you may not have that experience anymore. You also may not be able to get in as easily. You know, they've talked about these little sting operations where journalists will call a doctor's office saying, "Hi, I have Medicaid. You know, when's your next available?" Doctor's office says, "Oh, we could get you in at the end of the month." And then, you know, different person calls in, same number. "Oh, hi, you know, I have, this insurance, this private insurance. Oh, we have an opening at 4 today." These things have happened. And, you know, does Medicaid underpay? When Medicaid pays a doctor or medical provider, it's a decent amount, kind of like Medicare. But they don't pay on every claim. And so, the reason why a lot of doctors stop taking it is because they're tired of fighting with the government to get paid. 1-877-DOCTOR-OLLY, don't go away.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's go to the phone lines. We got Craig calling from Wyoming. Hey, Craig, how you doing?
Doing well today. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for calling. What's going on? What's your question?
Well, I'll tell you what. My father-in-law worked for the railroad in Montana from the late 30s. Up into the late 70s. And he's got, upon his retirement, he got a clock presented to him that has all of the railroads that he worked together with, the Great Northern, the Burlington Northern, the Santa Fe, also
wow.
the NP. So it's,
wow.
it's a, and my wife said to me the other day, you know, what are we going to do with this? I don't know anybody that would want it. And so, and the clock I'm going to guess is probably, 12 to 14 inches wide and probably 16 inches tall.
Wow.
And I wonder if there's an interest for, railroad memorabilia like that.
Well, that's, yeah, that's awesome. I mean, antiques, you know, I love antiques. Why don't you send me a picture of it? I mean, are you thinking about selling it or do you want to go on Pawn Stars? What are you thinking about? What are you, contemplating?
I think my wife kind of indicated that she'd be interested in selling it. And
yeah.
When I get home tonight, I'll take a picture. I do have on a receipt when I was listening to your program on Saturday and I heard I got your email address, so I can send it on.
Okay. Yeah, no, definitely send it. And, yeah, I could post it, see if anyone's interested. But that's some fascinating, that's some beautiful history. It's a shame you don't have kids or grandkids that you think will want it.
You know, I'll check with them first. But, you know, I was just kind of curious what the value might be as well, too.
Yeah, that is. You know what? The value is what somebody would pay for it. That's what I learned on Pawn Stars. You know, love medical antiques.
True about anything.
You know, I think medical antiques are awesome. I've gone crazy buying medical antiques, and somebody's like, you spent how much on a syringe? What, why? You know, and it's because to me, it holds value. Just like, you know, but railroad memorabilia, I bet there's a lot of railroad, you know, people really, really into that, especially with that much history. And, you know, who knows? Again, I'm a doctor, so I couldn't comment on the antique value, but, I think what you have there is pretty cool. I'd love to at least see it. All right.
Okay.
So yeah, send it to drdolly@hotmail.com.
Okay, I will.
Okay.
You've got my phone number. Could you have them text back to me the contact so I have it right?
I don't think they. I don't think through the system they have a way to text. So, and I'm not seeing your number. You're just coming up on a board. So, no problem.
Okay.
Or go to my website at drdolly.com. Okay. All right, Craig. Thanks for calling.
Spell your last name, please. Doctor what?
Oh, Wax. WACHS. W-A-C-H-S.
Okay.
All right, Craig. Thanks
okay.
for calling. All right.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. That was a great call. You know, I don't know if you guys know this, but I've been a doctor for I don't know how many years. And I don't get nervous about people asking medical questions. I mean, I get asked things all the time. I get asked by, you know, waiters and waitresses. I get asked by flight attendants. I think I even had a pilot goes, oh, there's a doctor in the house. What do you think about this? And so I don't mind doing that. But I always get just a little nervous when I'm on air, right, because I'm afraid not that I won't know the answer to a medical question, but that I'll curse accidentally, right? The worst thing you could do on air is not be wrong. People are wrong all the time. I mean, I look at, you know, media. But I'm just worried that I'd be like, oh, wow. So let me just warn you, if you guys do call, right, and you bring up something that you think is really right up my alley, like a medical antique, please warn me so I don't cuss and go, holy, you know, in excitement. 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. All right, so people, you're going to see this headline that is freaking you out, okay? And it's a new, they're talking about a new STD, superbug. And I know people are panicking because, you know, gonorrhea, you know, is now at superbug potential. And there's lots of, you know, big bad bugs out there, HIV, syphilis, herpes, you know, hepatitis. There's a lot of things you could get sexually. Gonorrhea, we talked about chlamydia, HPV. But let me tell you what's going on with this one. So you're going to see some news outlets, and I wrote an article on my website regarding Mycoplasma genitalium. Now, Mycoplasma genitalium is a bacteria, and it was first identified in the 80s. So you're going to hear new STD, even though it's been around. It was identified just a few decades ago, so it's considered new, but it's probably been around for a while. Okay? And what's been happening with this is it is gaining resistance. Why? Well, many people don't realize they have it. If you do get, let's say, you know, MG or mycoplasma genitalia, you may not have any symptoms. Or if you do have symptoms, you may get discharge, whether you're a male or female. Through the genitalia, you could have burning with urination. Women may have bleeding after sex. And so if you go to a medical provider, they'll probably think it's chlamydia. And chlamydia is the most commonly reported STD. It's not the most common STD, HPV is, but it's the most commonly reported STD. Now, the problem that's happening is the resistance is going up of this mycoplasma genitalium because doctors may think you have chlamydia, treat you for chlamydia, and not treat you for mycoplasma genitalium. And we don't wait for cultures, or we don't wait for the gonorrhea chlamydia test to come back. Usually we check you for both. GC chlamydia is one test. We aren't going to wait. If you think you have an STD, we're going to treat you right away. We'll run the test, and then when we get the results back, we'll go, oh, you didn't have one, or you had one. But we'll give you the treatment anyway. So, well, the reason why we do this is if you have a festering STD, you could get pelvic inflammatory disease, urethritis, scarring, male or female, and that can lead to infertility. So what is the treatment for chlamydia versus MG? Well, this is what's interesting. The treatment for chlamydia is a 1 gram, one-time dose of azithromycin. So we just tell you to take 1 gram in one shot, and that's how we treat chlamydia. That's also how we treat MG. So people are like, well, I don't get it. Then why would we have resistance? Well, let's say your symptoms continue, and we think you have chlamydia. We would give you something else. We'll give you doxycycline or whatever. But we're only watching you for chlamydia. We're not doing a vaginal culture or a male culture, which we maybe should, for MG. So you come in. You don't know if you have it or you do have it. Or you have some symptoms. We give you the azithromycin. You may even feel better. We get back a negative chlamydia test. We're like, all right, you're fine. But if you have this other bug, you may not be fine. We are testing to see if you're cured. So it could linger. Remember, it may not cause symptoms. And then you could give it to somebody else. And any bacteria that survives an assault and a wave of antibiotic bombers will eventually become resistant to it. So because we think we're treating you for another disease, and we're not watching that one, that's breeding resistance. Now, if MG doesn't go away, we may give you a Z-Pak where you take it over 5 days, or we'll add Avalox, moxifloxacin. If your chlamydia doesn't go away, we'll add doxycycline. But the big concern here is when you think you have an STD, ask your medical provider to test you for all of them. And most of the time they do, but MG is not on the common panel. 1-877-DAPTELLY.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
If you talk your name, we'll hear you every single time. Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.